Okay, so we are going to start Sharadalad Parak Lamed Beis, and he's coming to talk about what is the idea, what's the source, how does this work, that the Torah allows a person to do tshuva, Torah purifies the person. And he goes back to what he said all the way in the beginning of this chapter, where he says, Hakol mitam anal, sheshor shahelion shal Torah hakdosha, hu me'al kol ha'olam is kulam. Torah, in the shayrish of it, is above the shayrish of every other mitzvah. Torah stems from a point closest to a Kodesh Baruch more than anything else. So therefore, when a person connects to that, they are uplifting the neshama to a point that is nowhere else. Someone who says, "Amen yesh mirava," with all his kavana, and the idea is he can connect to the shame of Hashem. So, same thing here. He gets the shirish of the Torah going. And the shirish of the Torah is so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has a lot of spiritual forces. The hashpa of Torah is above all the olamos. And it's an ish, shall have es noira, beautiful, awesome flame, legarish, which works to get rid of all the bad and the tumadika remnants, shagaram b'maisa b'chol ha'ilomis, that he accomplished with his deeds. So that's how you do tshuva. He's burning it all out because he's getting from a higher space. So imagine it's like, I'm going to do like a plumbing job, right? In my, so you have a set of pipes. Okay, and that brings the water from wherever into your house. So, right now, the pipes are a little dirty, so all the water is dirty. The pipes are a little cracked, stuff drips out. There's maybe bacteria, whatever's in that, it's blocks, it doesn't come so clean, right? So, you could sit there trying to, you know, break through and clean the pipe, and that's great, fine, but. Another way is go back to the source, create a new pipe straight into the house, which is above the pipeline. So you avoid the whole problem. So essentially, doing tshuva is cleaning out the pipe. Every mice I did, I clean. What Torah does is I go to a higher place in the line and I'm just pulling the water from there. So it's clean. So the Torah, to thank Sholoi for that, the plumber. So you're getting to a higher place in the line. So that's a more direct method of cleaning up the hashpa, how it's going to come from Shemayim. And you get higher level kedusha. And this is already Shar Aleph, the ideas. Everything gets fixed and everything goes away, all the problems. Furthermore, he says that the shirish of every neshama of Yisrael, these ideas are starting out a little, I don't know what this means, but people know, I mean, it's well known that there's 6,000, there's 600,000 base neshamas in Klal Yisrael. And there's different pieces of the neshama, I don't know how this works, but there's 600,000 base neshamas in Klal Yisrael, and each one of those gets its koach from one of the letters of the Torah. That means that the shirish of each neshama is in the Torah also. So the Torah is the highest shirish, and the shirish of each neshama is in the Torah itself. So therefore, if a person is misakin in the shirish, they're really fixing up their whole neshama, because that's really where the neshama comes from. Like it says, Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh. Torah Hashem is Tamima Meshivas. You ever wondered what that meant? Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh, which simply means it gives you, it puts your nefesh at ease. I mean, you ever walked into a base manager, these guys are fighting at each other's necks, put you at ease? What do you mean? Why is Torah putting you at ease? So he says that's not what it means. Meshivas Nafesh, it returns, like Hashava Saveda, it returns your nefesh to you. Torah Hashem is the way to connect to your real nefesh in the highest source. So Torah Hashem Tamima, you don't know where your nefesh is, go to Torah, you'll find it. Meshivas nefesh, it brings back your nefesh. That's what he says. Sha'afi mekvar nichrusah ha-nefesh, mishor shorach, even more. So he says, even if a person gets kares, so they're kind of cut off from their source, they can reattach themselves to the source through connecting directly to the Torah. Of a teyred ploim, which is the word used in Mikos Echa. A teyred ploim, there's a pasuk in Echa like that. So he says, you have a teyred, and the neshama went all the way down. Be'imke mitzuloi sarah. All the way down, HaTorah, HaKadosh HaShoisek, the Torah that you learn, he mekayma, salvages the nefesh, umoytziah mimasgera, and it takes it out of its jail. Umeshiva oisa lehiskash, it returns the nefesh back to its original status. So v'yishon or HaTorah HaKadosh HaZeu Shomer Perakam to Tainis, and this is what it says in the first chapter of Tainis, Tanya b'noim or kolosek b'Torah l'shma, Torah sinasis l'samchayim. And then when it's Torah l'shma, his Torah becomes a samchayim. So the Torah gives life. Again, because the Torah gives us life. Interestingly, he says another word here. We're ready to start Elul. Not about, we start of, but then Elul. And we say Slichot, we say Vidui many times. Hashem nu begat. Why is the Vidui in Aleph Bey's order? Well, just choose words that make sense and do it. It's trying to be poetic over here. Well, you're not trying to be poetic in the middle of vidui. Just get to the point, right? Say your avarus and get it over with. Why are we trying to be poetic and use the aleph base here? So he says it's not about poetry here. The point is that there is a part of my neshama that connects to every letter of the aleph base. Because the aleph base is the tools, is the base blocks that Hashem used to create the Torah. And my neshama comes from Torah. So each letter in the Aleph Beis is part of my composition of my neshama, because that's part of the Torah, which is the composition. So I'm trying to masakin any error that I could have made in any of the sharashim of any letter. So the Hashamnu fixes the pagam that I would have made in the Aleph of my letter, of my neshama. Because remember, my neshama is connected to a place in the Torah. The Torah is made up of Chaf Beis Oisius. So therefore, there's a point where in each letter, there's a certain element that letter exists in Torah, and my neshama comes from the Torah. So therefore, all the letters together are, now you'll say to me, it doesn't fit with what we said before. I thought we said before that everyone, the Shurash Hashem was one letter. Is that what you're asking? Oh, well, yes.
Three times it's lichos. Also, it's a bertolisa, like three levels of neshama.
Maybe, but
let me just. I'm not clear on this letters in the Torah and our neshama coming from the letters. This to me is a little bit chidush.
Yeah, it's a little out there. I know. I can't say I'm perfectly clear myself. But let me read what it says inside. It says v'lachain. Well, let me read it inside. Let's see what he says. V'lachain tikno rishonim nusach avidui. The rishonim established nusach avidui a piseder chavbet otiot. With the seder of 22 letters, kedei, in order that l'orer shoresh ha'elyon shel nafshei, to wake up the shoresh, the highest shoresh of the nefesh, asher hi mekusheres, that it is attached, the shoresh of your nefesh is attached, v'nechezes batorah hakdosha l'tara, and the Torah is made up of 22 letters. Let me see. Listen to what he says. He said, in the footnote here, they bring the way he said it in a drasha. He says, "Lachin tiknu lanu kadmeinu zavidu b'seder chav bezoisias ki kol." Here's the line: "Ki kol nefesh mi Yisrael, every nefesh mi Yisrael who kesefer Torah mamish is like a sefer Torah. We are all mini Torahs, and therefore we are made up of." The whatever the Torah is made up of in a certain way, right? So it's the same ingredients which make Torah make us, make our neshama. Because our neshama is mushpa from the Torah. The Torah was created before our neshama, and the Torah now, Hashem used that to create our neshama. So our neshama has a piece of the Torah in it, and therefore the Torah is made up of the building blocks. The DNA of Torah is 22 letters. So therefore our neshama has an element of all 22 letters in there. And therefore, by doing vidui in each letter, you'll be misakin the pagam that your nefesh did in each one of those letters. So it's not just a mnemonic device or poetry. Saying there's a, you're trying to connect to 22 letters of the Torah and how the person through their averus disconnected himself from all of those areas of the entire Torah, the 22 letters that it's made up of. Okay. Okay, one more idea. Furthermore, she'ha'adam kosher v'doidek b'Torah so yisbarach, the more we connect the Torah, u'ba'avasa yishka tamid, and he does avasa Torah, afi tar'ir elav, the Torah will shine back to him, u'mishamarta b'chol drachav v'inyanav, and it will guard him, she'lo yipol b'reshes ha'yetzer, u'v'medrish t'ilim b'mizbar t'minayya, afil b'libi t'fantim raskol man lo'ech t'olach. Basically, that a person that's involved in Torah will save him from a virus, etc. He brings a few chazals in that vein, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the more a person is connected to Torah, the less likely they will be, to do sin. What else does he bring? Another chazal here. That pasuk we say by asim. When you're walking, the Torah will direct you. In other words, a person connects to Torah, tancha uscha, it will lead you to the right path. You won't end up doing averus. He brings a few chazals also like that. You know. Now the emes is that all this concept is mentioned in the Mesilas Yesharim. The Mesilas Yesharim says that the Brice of Pinchas Ben Yair says Torah mevi'a lidei zehirus mevi'a lidei zrizus, etc. The whole idea of the Sefer, the Brice upon which the Sefer of Mesilas Yesharim is based. So everything starts with Torah. So the proper attitude to Lumen HaTorah will bring a person to being more careful. That's what he's saying. And then Mesilas Yesharim says, is that when something goes wrong with your car, so the best place to go, maybe it's expensive, but the best place to go is to the dealer. Yeah, he knows the car the best. See, the Mesilas Yesharim says, if Hashem says in the Chazal that Lebarasi Lietzahara Tavlin Elatara, that the only way to really create a Tavlin, create a spice, a medication for Torah, for the Yetzer Hara is Torah. So if the person, the manufacturer of the neshama is telling us that, then that probably is correct. We shouldn't try to outsmart him. That's what the Hashem says. So Hashem is the manufacturer of the neshama, and he's telling you that the best way to clean it is through Torah. So Mesilas Yesharim says the same thing, really. The very first chapter in Mesilas Yesharim, maybe even the intro, but I don't think it's the intro, I think it's the first chapter. He says that same concept as he's saying here, and he brings many of the same sources also. So that's the idea. All right, so next week is Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, hopefully, and I think we'll be able to wrap up the topic. All right? We'll work hard.
Are we taking our summer break, or we're going to continue the following week?
I'm going to take a break till after Tisha B'Av. After Tisha B'Av, if I'll see if I'm on the road or whatever, but we'll try to do
it. Zad Hashem, very good.
Yeah, okay.
Hazaku Baruch, Shabbat Shalom. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
Okay. Doc, what are you doing?